Hello, and welcome to the Hall family, or should I say, the whole family. The whole family originates from Hampshire, and the earliest records we have show that a man by the name of Isaby Hole in 1575 was working the land as a labourer, a man who worked tirelessly day and night to feed his family. And he and many generations following him were farmers also, farmers and labourers, people who worked the land, who grew the crops in order to pay for their families' living. The name Hole, H-O-L-E, may sound a little strange, but that is the name, in fact, that the family had up until the time when my great-grandfather moved from Hampshire when he was pretty young, I think about 18. His father, David Hole, who was born in 1839, was one of the first police officers in Hampshire. And he was involved with the case of Fanny Adams. It was a famous murder that took place back in those days, and that's something you can look up. But when David died, Arthur moved from Hampshire, Aylesford to be precise, and travelled to London to seek his fame and fortune. Aylesford is a renowned town these days for watercress, as it was in those days. Watercress was grown locally, and a railway line was put in to Aylesford to enable the watercress to be shipped to central London, where it could then be sold on. And I can imagine Arthur as a young boy watching the train coming and going, and probably, like most of us, thought to himself how interesting, how wonderful it would be to ride on that train, to be the driver of that train. And effectively, that's what Arthur did when he was old enough. He was brought up by his mother, Hannah, and his grandmother, Elizabeth. The pair of them looked after him until he was 16 or 17, and when he then decided to leave Aylesford and to seek his fame and fortune, as I say, in London. But interestingly enough, when he moved to London, Arthur decided to take the name of his grandmother. His grandmother's name, or full name, was Elizabeth Jane Hall. And she too has an interesting past, which we'll cover on another recording. So from around the age of 20, Arthur Ballard Hole became Arthur Ballard Hall. And all the records and all the generations that followed him took on the name of Hall. And that's why you and your surname is Hall. I hope you find this recording interesting. We will go into more detail on subsequent ones, but this is just a taster, an opportunity to understand a little bit more about the family, and I hope will generate some interest that you too will search and find more information on the family. There's so much to uncover. I've been doing this now for probably getting on for 10 years, and I've only just scraped the surface. But I hope you will enjoy the journey.